welcome, cocktail fans, to another fabulous edition of The Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave, along with, you introduce yourselves, fellas.
Okay. That's Jason Dedrick.
And that is Fred Partridge.
Oh, how nice.
See how that worked?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And this is Dave Coyne.
That's also Dave Coyne.
Yeah.
Did he say he was Dave Coyne?
I wasn't listening.
Okay. Well, now they do. They know. If I didn't, they know now.
Uma Oprah.
Yeah?
Oprah Uma.
Oh, he was so delightful.
Oh, classic.
Classic.
What year was that?
1744.
Yes, good old Dave Letterman. One shot at the Oscars and nobody got it.
Why doesn't he host anything anymore?
He's got a big beard now.
He does. We should probably talk about this, but you know what David Letterman's going to be doing?
No, what's he going to be doing?
Since Robert Osborne died on Turner Classic Movies, he used to host a show called The Essentials, where he would show a movie.
Of course.
And quite often, Alec Baldwin would be a guest on there.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin will now host The Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
His first guest?
Yeah.
David Letterman.
Excellent. Wow.
This Saturday. The same day as the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, which all ties into this very episode, because we're going to make a mint julep as one of our cocktails. We're doing three today.
Can you start
a big bonus edition? Oh, for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, for the Kentucky Derby. It's the Triple Crown.
It is.
Really.
Did you just think of that right now?
I thought of that just now.
You're good.
I guess you could say we really raised the bar.
Oh,
heavens.
Don't turn it off yet. No. It's going to get better.
More puns coming. Yes, the Kentucky Derby, famous for the mint julep, is one of... Tell us about the rest of the cocktails as well, Jason. We're going to do the mint julep and...
And two others.
Two others. Well, this is based on flipping through a cocktail book.
It is, and it's based loosely on Dave of a year ago saying... the week after the Kentucky Derby or the week of the Kentucky Derby, we should do a bourbon drink. We should do the mint julep for the Kentucky Derby. And by then it was over.
It was over. So we planned ahead, and this Kentucky Derby is this weekend as we record this. So people listening will probably already know who won it. But
Maybe so. But don't spoilers.
Don't ruin it. Yes, the famous mint julep.
Mint julep is the Derby drink.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm moving around here.
Yeah,
is
Fred.
Is stereo?
Of course it's in stereo.
There's a Dale DeGroff.
Ah.
That was his idea. Wasn't it? Sort of? Who was it that we were reading up on?
We came up with these three drinks.
Yeah, because somebody said that they're all basically three variations on the same thing.
Kind of. He had variations on the mint julep.
Right.
A whiskey smash and a grapefruit julep.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have been Fred said, it sounded like a mojito. And we said, why don't we do a mojito?
Yeah.
And a julep.
Right.
And then one of his other variations in there took us to the South Side cocktail.
And they said, it's just like a mojito.
Yeah.
They said, what?
Yeah. So they're really all muddled mint drinks.
Yeah.
And I've been dreading this all since we decided
It's got disaster written all over it.
It's highly complicated.
Yeah, with the mint and the alcohol.
And the muddling.
Oh, muddling. Oh, forever muddling.
So if you were to ask me how I'm doing...
How are you doing?
I'd say fair to muddling. No, don't turn it off! Stick with us. So that's it. I don't know how the julep got involved with the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the mint julep, has been associated with, been promoted by Churchill Downs in association with the Kentucky Derby since 1938, and they serve about 120,000 juleps over a two-day period at the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. Virtually all of them in specially made Kentucky Derby collectible glasses.
Oh, I gotta pop down and pick up a couple of those.
Exactly. Well, what the heck?
Yeah.
Now, when they first started doing this, or they had an arrangement with the Brown-Forman Corporation, that lasted for about 18 years, and they used the Early Times, it was called the Early Times Mint Julep Cocktail, and it was considered the official mint julep of the Kentucky Derby. But Early Times, and when it was sold within the United States, is a Kentucky whiskey, not a bourbon, due to its being aged in used rather than new oak barrels.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know.
Right.
We've got real bourbon.
Rules are made to be broken.
Yeah, so...
I've had a mint julep before at Disneyland.
Oh.
So I wonder how this is going to compare.
I think the Disneyland one is a little different.
Is it? How so, do you think?
I think the Disneyland one is green.
Yes.
And delicious.
Exactly.
As I recall.
Yeah.
Whereas the mint julep is not green. Is delicious, but not in quite such a guzzle-me-down, thirst-quenching kind of way.
Yeah. It seems to me that the Disneyland one might not have alcohol in it.
Mine did.
Oh. you brought it in yourself, didn't you?
You put it in your flask.
I keep a flask in the Pirates of the Caribbean for just such an emergency. No, I'm kidding, of course. There was no alcohol in it, and I did not put alcohol.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, since 2015, though, they've changed over from early times. They now use Old Forester, which is a...
Oh, we don't have any Old Forester.
No, we don't have a Forester. What bourbon did we bring for this episode?
Fred has coughed up two choices of bourbon here for us.
Yeah, I just thought I'd...
We got the Woodford Reserve, or we've got Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, I didn't know which one, so I grabbed them both.
Now, are these actually both from the same distillery?
Oh, who can keep track anymore? I should. I should have kept track.
Yeah, I should have made a program. Who could keep track? You?
I could.
Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe there's two different guys. Buffalo Trace, I think, does Sazerac, and it does a million other things.
Oh, I gotta get me some Sazerac.
Oh, I know you gotta get your Sazerac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your Sazerac on.
We were talking about that. I don't know which one you guys want to use. I like them both. I like them all, to be honest. I mean,
there's no a wrong answer on the bourbon thing.
No.
One is 45.2% alcohol, and one isn't. One is 45% alcohol.
Oh, completely different.
Yes.
Well, Mixed Master, what do you think would work better in a julep?
One has a trace of Buffalo in it.
And another has a trace of Woodford.
Yeah. Yes. Bradley Woodford.
Oh. Which is also not unrelated. Maybe we should do the Woodford. You know why?
Why?
Classy bottle.
Yeah, it is a nice bottle.
Classy,
don't you think?
Classy bottle.
You know? I mean, that's part of the reason. Like, it's easy to grab, too.
Yeah.
It is.
On the side. If you try to grab it from the front where it's wide, it's hard to get your hand around it.
Yeah, no, I can see that would cramp up pretty quick. And we're going to follow Dale DeGroff's recipe. Now, I made this once years ago for myself. And I did it wrong.
Oh.
I would always muddle the mint in the glass and then put the ice on it. And I thought that the ice held that mint down. And I muddled the hell out of it. I muddled it too much. So it was shredded. Mm-hmm. So it was like drinking bubble tea.
Once in a while. Pieces, get stuck in the straw.
Yeah. But Dale says, don't do that.
Oh. What does Dale say?
I don't know. The book's way over there.
Oh, well.
Basically, to muddle it gently.
Right.
Because you're just getting the oils out of it.
Yeah.
And you're going to strain it out of that anyway.
Well, that seems like it makes a lot more sense.
Well, exactly.
You don't have a salad.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a very clumsy smoothie.
Not a mint salad. Exactly. Yeah.
Which would be delicious.
Oh, sure it would.
No, he says, bruise the mint sprigs in the bottom of a mixing glass with the syrup. And use just enough pressure to release the mint's oils, but don't shred the leaves. And that's the classic amateur muddler mistake.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Have you got a muddler?
I do have a muddler.
Are you properly calibrated so you don't shred?
I think so. I was looking online today and they have a special mojito muddler.
Oh.
But I think that might be a scam.
I think.
Are those Cubans trying to pull one over with their mojito muddler?
They might. And so this muddler was given to me by Fred Partridge.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
I think it was my birthday.
Oh.
And I think you sensed that I did not have a muddler.
You might have, yeah. Oh. That was the early days.
That's right.
Now you got everything.
Now I got everything. But I think you gave Dave a muddler, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Oh.
Thanks for ruining the surprise.
Yeah, my birthday in August.
I think I got that muddler in England or something. Because you couldn't get them over here.
Really?
I think so.
It might be a British muddler.
It might be. It could be left-handed.
It's lots of fun to say muddler, isn't it?
It is.
It works with a lot of things.
I can't find it enough. I say it all the time. Sometimes when it's not even appropriate.
This muddler might be from You didn't go to England on that Europe trip 10 years ago, did you? You only went to Europe on that Europe trip.
No, England too. You only went to England. Yeah.
Did I think you complained about the lousy cocktails, didn't you?
Lousy cocktails in England, yeah.
That was pre-Renaissance cocktail?
So. Well, we'll see. I don't know if it's any better now, but... Mm. No, we've stumbled across an American. We had one set of martinis that were sort of so-so, and then we had an American who was working there. He came over and said, they weren't very good, were they? He said, no, they weren't. I'll make you some cocktails. And we said, sure, thinking they'd be free. They weren't. Oh. But they were better. So, you know, there's that.
Wow. Yeah. I forgot that there was an England part of that trip when you guys went on that.
Mm. Yeah, we popped into England, stayed overnight, hopped on Ryanair to Rome, and then we came back via Paris and the Channel, and then we were back in England for a couple more days, and then back home.
Oh, okay. So this could be a British muddler.
I think it might be a British muddler.
And you and I go to London, and you're all about the cocktails. You'd had the scare knocked out of you, apparently.
Oh, sure.
I would have been very skeptical.
Well, because we were going to places specifically that were known for cocktails, we were just in the hotel across the street.
Mm. This is true.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
The procedure begins.
Yes, I'm going to muddle some mint. Two sprigs of mint that you pulled right out of your garden.
Yeah, no, thank goodness for spring. So hopefully there's enough in there.
There is, because that's a really good sprig. I think that sprig is going to give us everything we need. And you did the math on the simple syrup.
Oh, sure.
Because we're going to bump it up a little bit here we're sharing it.
That's right.
So we're going to go
What was the number we had again?
Well, it was 3/4 of an ounce is what the recipe calls for, but we're going to go for 1 1/8.
Yeah. if you can, you know... I think you'll figure it out.
I think we can figure it out just fine.
You're a smart cookie.
If we were really smart, we would have this.
Yeah, we could measure that. Something with a spout on it might have been a...
Used up all my spouted...
I know. We
glassware, I'm afraid.
Really maxing out your glassware here today.
Yeah, I know.
But excellent, because Dave made simple syrup today.
Yeah.
And you did the standard...
I did the standard thicker one part... Water, one part sugar.
A 1-to-1.
A 1-to-1.
Holy
smokes. What they recommend for cocktails usually.
Yes. So look at me gently bruising this mint, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I was so amateur when I did it the last time because this does make much more sense as opposed to just smashing the hell out of it. Why didn't I cut it up with scissors?
Ooh.
So, hey, yeah.
How's that?
That's good because you can actually smell it.
Oh, I think that sounds like you're on the right track there, buddy.
I think so. Just enough pressure to release the mince oils, but don't shred the leaves. Then he says, add the bourbon. But there's no need to mix here, because we're going to do plenty of that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
So there we go.
And how much bourbon do we need?
Oh, never enough. yeah, smell that. Just to vouch for it.
Oh, that's minty.
Minty?
Minty goodness.
That is very minty. Very fragrant.
I think you should just drink that.
I think so. Mint and forget sugar. About the rest of it.
2.5 ounces.
Yeah. Oh, and you want the
conversion.
It's 3.75.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jason, who has the science degree? I believe it's Fred.
I guess it's probably Fred.
Yeah. But... that's actually sort of like grade 7 math, but...
yeah, but still, you really honed it.
Oh, I did. I honed it. I fine-tuned it. I got it right down to the 8th once you get into university.
So that's bourbon on top of simple syrup and mint.
Now what? Ice?
Ah, no, you're going to now be straining this. Now, if we were doing this the proper way...
Yeah.
And I wish we were.
Sure.
And I shouldn't even have admitted that we're not.
We're not?
But because we're sharing this, normally you would now build this in your container you're going to drink out of.
Right.
But we're going to go slightly sideways here. But what you should do is strain this into a highball glass of your favorite silver julep cup.
Yeah.
And filled with crushed ice. Mm-hmm. And then swirl the ice with a bar spoon until the outside of the glass frosts.
Well, why can't we do that?
I guess we could
all stir our own drink.
You're right, you could. You don't need me here stirring your goddamn
drink. Get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
So we're going to use these guys.
Taking all the glory.
All right. Well,
that's what you're doing.
Forget I said anything.
So we're doing it the right way.
We're doing it the right way. As we should have. The whole damn time. And so, strain into a highball glass filled with crushed ice. All right.
Here we go. I'm going to get some things to stir with.
We got the straws right here.
Oh!
Yeah. The new stainless steel straws. Straws make their first appearance on the show.
Well, that's great.
I should have brought my scoop. I should. Lots of woulda, shoulda, couldas this time around.
Well, you know, it's tough when you don't have a standing bar that you can just sort of, you know, pop into it. But we'll get there.
I have a standing bar, Fred.
Oh, that's right. You do have a bar. Ready to go.
Yeah. It's not here.
No. Where is it?
It's in my garage.
Oh, that's a nice place. So it's all set up. You got the little tiki thing going on there?
There's a tiki thing going on, but there's also a lot of other...
automotive?
Garage stuff going on in there as well. Related things.
Yeah. Well, that's not hard. That's not that surprising, considering it's a garage.
That's just true. Yeah.
Look at that whole heap of ice.
Yeah.
Of course, it gets pretty hot in Kentucky, I imagine. So, yeah. You know. That's...
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be grinding us some more ice here.
That's all right. We'll have a commercial break at some point with our sponsors.
That's right. Yeah. If anybody would like to sponsor the show, by all means.
Yeah, we'll
you can hear your commercial in here.
Yeah.
Right. Send us an MP3 and we'll insert it.
We'll stick it in.
Yeah.
Then we'll have a chance to go grind some more ice. Mm. Right now, we're sort of stuck here.
All right. So we're going to now strain our... This is our... I wonder if I should... He doesn't say to. He doesn't say to do what I'm doing, which was to muddle a bit more with the bourbon in there. But I'm just doing that because... the way I was raised. And let's share this out.
And you're going to fine strain?
I don't even think I have to fine strain. I have a fine strainer. So let's just make sure we don't get any mint nonsense.
Oh, doesn't that look great? That's because that's bourbon.
Is that? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's our
give me a little smaller there, Jason.
Okay. That. And then we're going to get a swizzle stick for you there, Davey.
Thank you very much.
So we'll throw the mint on top after it's all stirred.
Yes.
Got a little garnish-sized mint here.
And for Dave here, eventually as well. So yes. So now what we're all going to do, gentlemen, is swirl the ice with the bar spoon until the outside of the glass frosts. Now, this is going to take some doing because we're doing it in glass and it's pretty thick, and so it will take a while. But we're just doing this to chill this right down. And so stereo swizzling.
Yeah. Stereo swizzling. He's our guest next episode. I just want to drink it now.
I know.
Because there's really not much to it. So really what we've got here is just sugar, sweetened bourbon with mint essence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You ready to go? Do you want a little bit of leaf to throw in the top?
Just one little.
Gonna give a slap?
Yes, sir. Just to open it up.
One for Dave. Don't forget your. Give your. Oh, he's got one. Where'd you get that from?
I threw that in there for him.
Oh!
Sorry. So keep that there for the next drinks.
Sure. I'll give mine a. A slap. Oh, yes. It makes a nice aftershave, too.
And so now we could add more crushed ice to this to really give it the full thing, but I think we're going to get the flavor. Now imagine it's a hot day. Mm-hmm. The horses just run by. You're covered with dirt and dust. Lost $100,000.
Yeah.
But you have a sip.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's funny. It's so simple.
Yes. It is simple.
Mm-hmm. But, tasty.
It is tasty. Yeah, it's like some sort of grill. You know what? That Disneyland.
Yeah. It's pretty close to this.
It actually is.
Except without the booze.
Yeah, so, I think you get a little bit of a bourbon-y, boozy hit off of it. But
you know, and I don't think this is something you can get bottled. Because I think it's the fresh mint. The fresh everything makes a big difference. So this is this kind of thing. You really got to make it like with those straight ingredients. I have to undo this top button.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Fred is deathly allergic to mint and will swell up.
Yeah. My neck is just puffing up now with the allergies, but... Yeah, isn't that nice? It's,
Oh,
yeah. It's deceptively sour. It's almost got a like a slight cola.
There's taste. A little bit of that. Yeah, tickling a little bit.
I'm just maybe making that up, but it just seemed to me I got a little bit of a bit of a cola at the front.
There's a bit of a syrupy, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, kind of.
And I sometimes wonder too if a lot of our pops, our soda pops mm-hmm. that we've grown up with, are actually approximations of something else that may have been boozy from the past.
Yeah. Oh, it could be. Yeah.
Because I remember I had a drink. In fact, I should do that. I think I have a little bit left. Cruzan Blackstrap Rum mm-hmm. has a drink on the back yeah. called, I forget what the hell it's called. Mm. But I made it. And so it's the Blackstrap Rum, which has a certain molassesy kind of a flavor to it, yeah. a little bit sweet. Mm-hmm. It's dark. There was some citrus element to it. There was probably some sweetness element to it. Mm-hmm. And there was something else. And when you drink it, my first thing was like, oh, I made Coke.
yeah. I discovered the secret ingredient.
Yeah.
I'm rich!
And so if you can get that flavor, yeah. but take the alcohol out of it, you can sell it to people.
Sure.
And that's what it tasted like. Not exactly. Yeah. The same way that what we did with the Galliano tasted like root beer.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But this is very nice. So yeah, imagine it taller,
it
though.
It was mm-hmm. taller, and it was hotter.
And stainless steel cup.
And I didn't have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
So it's very simple. It's yeah. mint, simple syrup, mm-hmm. bourbon, and powdered sugar if you wanted some.
Yeah.
Which I think is really to make it look even frostier.
Yeah. You know, yeah. If you've got the bigger glass, you got piled with ice. And then you add powdered sugar on top. But that's something else.
Yeah.
I think I have some Cruzan Blackstrap as well. So if you're thinking about that, you don't think you have enough. I think I've got some to back you up.
Excellent. And the recipe's right on the back of the label there.
All right. Well, isn't that great?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go make yourself one of these. Don't delay. If you've got mint grown in your yard,
that's
you've
right.
got no excuse, because you've got pretty much everything you need right there.
Exactly. Go to the website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. I'll have mm-hmm. the recipe there for mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
But this is nice.
And it's funny how simple ingredients can sort of overwhelm me and just... I just feel so... I'm so happy.
It's funny, because just before we move on to the next drink here,
yeah.
one of his variations was the Whiskey Smash.
Right.
Dale DeGroff.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he created the Whiskey Smash because, frankly, I was a little bored by mint juleps,
wow.
which have a tendency to be too sweet
mm-hmm.
and too uncomplicated with just whiskey and sugar water. And
wow.
he is... perhaps correct, especially if you've made a hundred of these a day.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you've had about 10 or 12. I mean, I think this is the first authentic julep I've had.
There we go.
You know, so...
And a great entry to what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because this is what it is. It's whiskey, sugar, water, and mint.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't promise anything else. It was a mint julep. It's been around since the late
1700s. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know how rare it was to even get ice in the late 1700s, let alone a whole cup for you and all your friends?
Well, that's one of the things when I was doing a bit of research on mint julep was the fact that, you know, it was for the julep was for the upper class because they had a nice area in their house or out in their yard and, you know, they had access to it. So, you know, the poor folk didn't have ice.
Here's the poor folk.
The poor folk.
That's right, here's the poor folk.
Here's the poor folks. Oh, sorry about that.
You don't get one of these.
You don't get one of these. Oh,
it's good to have land.
Oh, yes.
What was I going to say about the poor folk? Oh, I remember I read in a book when I was a kid. Actually, I read it only about 5 years ago, but it was a children's book. I'll edit that part out. But they would go to the lake... in the winter,
yes.
cut out big blocks of ice. You'd put it in the barn, but you covered it with hay.
The ice house.
They put it in the barn.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And covered it with hay.
Yeah.
I guess it could be an ice house, but it was they put it up in the rafters,
yeah.
and some of that insulates it. A bunch
yeah.
of ice piled together with hay
yeah.
does not melt.
Mm-hmm.
Fred will explain the chemical
yes.
aspect of how that works. Or not.
No,
on another
he just get a whole bunch of ice.
Yeah, a bunch together. Of ice. And insulates.
It's hard. It's like having a block of ice versus crushed ice, because you've got more surface area, it melts quicker.
Right.
But if you have a block of ice, and even if you do this for your barbecue, if you want to keep your stuff in your big bin, your cooler, mm-hmm. cold, if you don't want the ice to melt all at once, you get the block. And the block will last longer than just dumping in a bag of crushed ice.
Hmm.
So it's all about surface area.
Surface area. Surface and that's area. Why when you go to Fred's Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
you all have of to your pass drink a, has hay in it.
You also yeah. have Sorry about the hay.
You also have to pass a geometry test.
Yes.
So, but it's the surface area of the steak. Oh, Fred. Really? Can't I just have my steak? No. No. It's got to be done.
You can't have your pie until you've solved pie. Screams Fred.
Oh. I only know a 3.14, and after that, Eddie, you don't give a crap.
Very good.
Oh, wow. So the mint julep, wonderful.
Mint julep. Fantastic. I'm going to make that for my wife when I get home.
Mm.
Well, she'll be thrilled. I think so. Because she's got sugar syrup. She uses it for the hummingbirds.
You know what you should do? You should put bourbon in the hummingbird
eater. Yeah, it'd be pretty amusing, I think, to watch the hummingbirds. It would probably kill them.
Right up against the window.
That's right. Or actually stuck in your neighbor's cat.
Oh.
Yeah. So moving on from that one, mm-hmm. I think it's time for the mojito.
Sure.
I know, because you're thinking the mojito. What yeah. is this, a college bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not enough, teenage girls in here for it to be a college bar.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Sorry. That was my...
You're in charge of the invitational
list. That's right, you're squaring this whole thing up.
Exactly. My bad.
So we're going to the mojito.
Well, we thought the mojito because it's booze and sugar syrup and
mint.
Yeah. And citrus, which is what Dale was saying he added to his whiskey smash.
Right.
Which we've left far behind in his book, The Essential Cocktail.
I really got to get that book.
You should. It's essential.
Do they still make it?
They do.
Where do you get a book like that?
Well, you ever been to one of them bookstores?
No, I've been to Starbucks.
Ah, there's a Starbucks with a big bookstore attached to it.
Yeah.
I'll have to go look for that.
Or online.
Really? Can you get it through us? Is there a link on our Instagram?
There sure will be if there isn't already.
Because you can click on books on our thing and then
It's on the products page.
Yeah, it's on the products page.
That's what I was trying to say.
Because it is. It's a great, great book. Both of his big books, The Craft of the Cocktail and The Essential Cocktail, are...
Ooh. I've seen The Craft of the Cocktail. That's one where he's burning the lemon oil on the cover, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm scared to do.
Yeah, no, don't be scared to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to burn the house down.
Well, you might if you do it around your oily rags.
Oh, okay. But if I don't...
No, in fact, the first few times I did it, even when it worked, it was incredibly...
Yeah.
It's not disappointing. It was disappointing. Because I didn't know what I was doing.
Because it's not like fireworks.
It's not like fireworks. No, exactly. It's not the blue blazer. It's not going to... You have to have the lights down low to even see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll try it. Because there was a cocktail I was going to make that had that. And I thought, I don't know. There's so... Plus, how do you get to squirt like that? Get the peel to squirt?
You have to cut it into an oval shape.
Oh.
Just the pith. No pith.
No
just
pith.
Just the peel. Oval shape. Mm-hmm. Hold it by the narrow sides.
Yeah.
Light your match. See, now here's where it gets tricky because you've already got... Look at me.
Yeah, I've got two hands.
You light the match.
Mm-hmm.
You get it down there pretty close to the drink.
Yep.
And you just do a real snapping together motion.
Yep.
That's enough to squeeze the oils out. And it goes...
Huh.
The end.
All right.
Then you blow the match, clear the sulfur smell, put the peel in the recycle thing.
Yeah, okay.
But that burnt oil has been scattered willy-nilly across the surface of the drink.
All
right. Okay. Dale DeGroff.
All right. We'll do brilliant. That. What drink has that? Oh, I'll look at that.
Do it on any drink.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Flame all your drinks.
Mm. All right. Starting now.
Exactly.
So mojito is it's a Cuban... based, right? Cuban-based, it says...
Yes, go on.
The origins are from Cuba. I wonder what the history of the mojito is.
I could maybe fill you in if you're all interested.
Oh, yes. I am. Oh, sure. That's what made me come here.
Well, traditionally, it consists of five ingredients. White rum, sugar, which then they usually use sugarcane juice, lime juice, soda water, and mint. And the original Cuban recipe used spearmint, which we're not.
Fredmint. We don't even know.
Fredmint. I don't know. It's just growing in my garden. I don't even know where it came from.
It also says it has a relatively low alcohol content.
Yeah.
Unless Jason's making it.
We'll see. Yeah.
You're right. It's only 1.5 ounces of rum in it. So. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you knock that back in about 90 seconds...
Oh, yeah. No, it's your fourth mojito. That's the problem.
Now, it says in the research I did that hotels in Havana usually add Angostura bitters.
Right.
Yeah. But does Dale...
Dale says that it is optional.
Optional, okay.
And due to an error, we're taking him up on the optional
option. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't have Angostura bitters. Not here right now, but we certainly use them.
It's exactly around. Like we don't have
them. Yeah. The end result is the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll fix that.
That's right. Do one with Angostura, one without Angostura.
Yeah. And tell us how it turned out.
Now, the funny thing about Dale's recipe...
What?
...in his book, The Essential Cocktail, is he does not mention any ice being involved in it.
But the picture...
the picture clearly shows ice. He clearly talks about ice in his description.
Historically.
Yes. And so I think what we're going to do... Now, here's what he says to do. In the bottom of a highball glass, bruise the leaves from a mint sprig with the simple syrup and the lime juice. Add the rum and the bitters if you're using them. And then top it with no more than 1.5 ounces of club soda.
Yeah.
Don't...
What happens if you put in more?
I think it becomes gross.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with him on that.
Yeah. And stir it.
Yeah. Angostura.
Angostura it.
Yeah.
And then you would drink it. So, I mean, I guess if you had ice cold club soda, maybe you wouldn't need ice. But it seems like you need some ice.
I've always seen mojitos served with ice.
Yeah.
You said, the picture in the book has ice in it.
I think it's in there. And even the historical story, it says that, you know, when the commercial ice factories became available in Cuba,
right,
that's when the masses were able to enjoy a mojito. So apparently before there was ice, there was no mojitos.
That's right. Or there was no enjoyment of mojitos.
They had them begrudgingly.
It was more like a tea. Yeah.
Tea. Would you like a glass of 78 degree rum?
Not so appealing, is it?
No, when you put it that way, no.
So I think what we'll do is we're going to kind of julep what he did.
In really? What way?
You can use that as a verb? To julep?
It's like emailed. You emailed. It became a noun to a verb.
We will muddle the mint with the sugar syrup and the lime.
Mm-hmm.
We will add the rum.
Yeah.
Then we'll pour it into some glasses with some crushed ice.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to give it a swizzle. Then we're going to top it with the club soda.
I see what you're going with. Okay.
I think that will give us a fair approximation.
I think it's going to be exactly what we're looking for.
That would be even better. And we're going to use Bacardi in our long-standing attempt.
To repair mint fences with Bacardi?
Yes. And I had another cocktail book where a guy was saying that your Bacardis, your post-Cuban Bacardis,
yes,
are beautiful for mixing.
Oh, of course they are.
So we're gonna.
We're gonna, yeah.
Now.
All right.
What are you gonna do now?
I'm gonna muddle some more mint, my friends.
I should have got more mint. Don't underestimate how much mint you need for these things.
For these, this is a lot of ice and a lot of mint.
Yeah. And it's early in the season, so I had to cut pretty close to the ground to get this mint. So by the end of May, I'm going to have mint that's 2 feet tall. But right now, it's about 6 inches from the ground. So I was kind of worried.
I bet it's fully grown in Cuba.
Oh, sure it is.
All year round.
It's up to their Castroian beards. And how much lime juice are we going to use here? Okay, no, we can do this. So it's a lot of syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And this is our lime juice here. Freshly squeezed by yours truly.
What are you doing, Dave?
Yeah, man, this is my job, Fred.
Oh, okay.
Come on. At least stand out of shot of out of range of the shot.
You know, I like to see is this for the making of video?
Okay. So you'll be seeing me in it. What did you do now?
Well, you see, it could have been worse.
Yeah,
knocked over the candle.
Knocked over the wine rack.
Could have been me.
Could have knocked over you. There you go, I'm out. That's it.
It's all right. So we're muddling the lime juice with the simple syrup and the mint.
It seems simple.
It does. And it's, as I say, it's a lot of it. It's an ounce of simple syrup, 3/4 of an ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice, Then I'm going to add the 1.5 ounces of rum, and then we're going to take it from there.
I think, you know, the same as the julep, these are both hot weather drinks. So I think you can't underestimate how much ice you're going to need.
No.
This is, I mean, this is the whole reason. These are coolers. These are things to keep you cool. So
That smells great.
Does it smell like mint?
Mint, lime, and sugar.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
If only we could add some rum to that.
It's my new fragrance.
Mojito.
Mojito.
By Jason Dedrick. Mmm, you smell like sugar and lime and mint and a bit of wood. What is that? You muddles and you muddler?
Or am I just... Are you just glad to see me? Oh, dear.
Oh, we're using the... That's right, we're using the big ice.
I hope that's right. I figured the big ice would be the way to go on.
Yeah, that's how they would do it in Cuba. Let's big ice up a couple of these glasses here.
Yeah.
And so we won't be able to swizzle it quite the same way as we did with the crushed ice in the julep, but I think it's going to do a bang-up job. What do you think?
I think so, too. I think there's a place for big ice.
There's a place for big ice. We'll also be doing West Side Story Forum. Yes, this is a mixture of store-bought ice.
Is it?
Isn't it?
And homemade. And a little bit of homemade. You got down to the homemade stuff already?
Well, no, it sort of got stirred around.
Oh,
really? And got stirred around. If we can't use it in the drink, we're going to use it in the description. All right.
Man, there's a lot of ice in this.
There is. It's ice. This is like Iceland. This is the national drink of Iceland.
Ooh, I wonder if there is. It's probably got herring in it.
Probably. And you're sort of hard of herring. Awful. Awful.
I told you more puns with
it. I hardly like herring.
All right. So here's a little bit of this mojito goodness here.
Sorry, forgot how that worked.
I did. I forgot that. There's like no bottom on this strainer.
It just pours right through.
It's pouring right through, except for the mint. Oh, well, live and learn.
Yeah, I'll be a little better for next time.
I don't think I was very good on the measurements here, folks.
That's crazy.
It's these gigantic glasses we're using.
I have to redistribute some of the wealth there?
I guess I should try.
We had pipettes.
Yes, pipettes. Perhaps pipettes would be just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
How's that look? And then how does this look?
I think that'll do. So we sort of got mini mojitos.
Yes, these are mini mojitos. Oops, that's completely wrong as well.
We really should have gotten Fred to use the mojitos.
Yes. There are the pipettes.
Is this a single?
This is a double.
You're kidding me.
A double split over.
Oh, because we got the soda to come yet.
We still got the soda to come. How does that?
That looks all right.
All right. So,
And I can smell the mint again. So that fresh mint really does the trick. Dave's looking. He's jonesing for a mojito.
So let's swizzle this a little bit here and chill it up.
Could we talk while we're swizzling?
We probably could have, but now it's too late.
Oh, it's all over.
And then an ounce and a half.
How about 2 ounces? Can I have 2 ounces?
No, you can't have 2 ounces.
What happens?
It's going to just wreck the drink.
Okay. So you're going to measure that?
I am.
With a measuring thing?
Because based on what we've done here, to double it would be 3 ounces.
Right.
So everybody gets an ounce.
Oh.
It's like the perfect math.
Oh,
finally.
Yeah.
Finally, the perfect math. We won't even need a pipette for it.
No.
So just a little splash of soda for everybody.
See, now it's piling up. Me next?
Yes, you, sir, next.
All right.
And that... Imagine it in a tall glass.
Sure.
Garnished with a fresh mint sprig.
Give me a leaf. You're gonna...
That for you.
Yeah. There you go.
Give it a little sploosh here. And throw that one in mine.
Mine is spanking.
Oh, good for you. Spank your mint.
You just spank your mint? Nice.
But I've had a mojito before.
Have you?
I'm about to have another mini one right here.
I've had one before, too. I'm interested to see how this one tastes. Yeah, that's nice.
Mmm.
Isn't that the best mojito you've had?
That's the summer.
That is a great drink. No wonder the mojito's so popular.
Yeah. Well, I think if you make one from scratch at home, if you get your stuff all out there, you can knock one of these out in pretty short order.
And I think Dale is exactly right in what he did with the whiskey smash.
Yeah.
I think you need... Well, you don't need it. The julep is a simple drink.
Yep.
Now by adding citrus... Mm-hmm. You've elevated it a bit more.
Yeah. No, I think if you've had a couple of juleps, you say, you know what, I want something better.
Yeah.
Different. Then the mojito or the whiskey smash might be the route to go. Because that becomes very close to a whiskey sour at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares?
You do. That's what you said when we were going to do it. You said, no, it sounds like a sour.
That's
good. He's got that look on his face.
Sorry about that.
And the club soda gives it that... indefinable yet definable.
Yeah. Well, at least it's drinkable because otherwise it'd be a bit strong.
Yeah. Although this Bacardi rum really just smooths it right down to just to goodness.
Yeah, that's a good rum.
It is a good rum.
What's the story on that one? We talked about it before. Am I just going over old ground?
We did. We took them because they do something with it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something with it.
They age it in white oak barrels.
Oh.
To create a light-tasting rum with soft toasted oak notes and a superbly smooth taste.
It's got that.
And now I've drank this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a problem.
We know that.
And I was out of bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, sure. What are you going to do?
So I reached for the next bottle.
Yep.
But it still did the job.
Perfect.
So in conclusion, my name is Jason. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah. Oh.
Ah. But interesting to compare the two.
Mm.
I don't know if I have enough in here just to give it a little... The mint comes through beautifully.
Yep.
And the lime.
Mm. Now it's a bit more diluted. So maybe how does that get some ice?
But the bourbon's completely different. It's got a definite woody sort of taste to it,
mm-hmm.
which I think is great. So,
yeah.
Oh, man. They're both good. I've had them back to back, and I don't mind flipping back and forth all day long. And we're going to do another one.
We're going to do another one.
Are we?
But,
Do you have more to say? Am I jumping ahead?
No, I don't think I have any more to say.
Finally.
Finally.
24 episodes.
You can finally get a word in edgewise.
The Pisco Sour is on the next page here. It looks similar. Pisco, simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But no mint, so forget I said it in it. This is all mint.
Yeah.
This is mint.
All mint it's all the time.
Yeah, it's our theme.
It's like
the
mint channel.
So if you had to choose, I know we're between these two, do you have a preference?
No, they're so different.
They're so different.
I mean, I'm a big bourbon fan,
but
I'm a big booze fan. So I mean, it's hard to pick one because they if you're in the mood for citrus, then the mojito is the route to go.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're not. Sometimes you've been citrused up. You've had lemonades and you've had sweet iced tea, and it's like I just want something. Sweet and cold and boozy.
Right. Which is what we were going to call our characters on the show.
Sweet, cold, and boozy.
Yeah, before we decided to go with our real names.
Dave's cold, I'm sweet, Jason's boozy. Yeah.
You won't have to. No, we get everything we need.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we'll just continue on. All right.
Because what's going to blow our minds now, we've had a bourbon drink.
Yep.
We've had a rum drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Chumbawamba?
I think it might be. I get knocked down, and then I get up again.
This is going to be the South Side
cocktail. That's right.
Which has gin?
I know.
Did you want to get in on that?
Gin?
Good, pretty good.
Yeah.
No.
A handbag.
Two sprigs of mint.
It's a different show.
Right? 3/4 ounce of squash freezed, fresh squeezed lemon juice,
mm-hmm.
the gin in the same proportion as the rum, simple syrup, and club soda. Does he say that this one's going to have any ice in it? Yeah, this one has ice in it.
Thank you, Dale.
So basically the same proportions, right?
Yeah.
Of the as the mojito, but with gin.
With gin.
That most British of drinks.
Even though it's from Holland.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It was the British for you. Steal all the good stuff.
Yes.
No offense.
No, anybody listening, enjoyed you very much.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Your comedy is just the best.
Did you find any stories on the south side?
I did find, supposedly, and of course, you know, we always take this with a grain of salt because you find on the internet.
That reminds me.
But
I want to have some snacks. Because
nobody knows for sure where the south side originated from, but one story says that the drink was the preferred beverage of Al Capone.
Really?
Yeah. Whose gang dominated Chicago's south side. And apparently his competition on the north side of Chicago added their ginger ale to the south side. Whereas Capone's gang, had a rougher edge to it and required some sweetening to make it a little more palatable. And that's
so does that mean there's a north side cocktail that's made ginger ale?
Yeah, you can add a ginger ale to it. Add ginger ale to it, yeah.
Sorry, I've just been having a grain of salt.
Of course. Yeah,
sure.
We need to take everything, including all of our cocktails.
Because I wanted a salty snack to sort of cleanse my palate.
Right. A sorbet, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And now Dale DeGroff's wonderful book does not mention the Al Capone story.
Well, you know, like I said, but there's no one for sure.
It's only this big.
He's been in hiding from the mob for all these years. He talks of the famous 21 Club in New York City.
I saw that mentioned too. That's the other origin of the drink.
Where it sort of became like the house drink. He has a lovely backstory here where it moved around from, I think, down in the Village. Was it down in the Village? Yes. Up to 49th Street, and then eventually I think it ended up on 50-something or other. West 52nd Street. 21 West 52nd Street,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably where they got the 21 from and the 21 Club name.
I'll go with that.
He says the South Side is, for all intents and purposes, a mojito made with gin.
See? Told you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up for grabs, which came first, the mojito or the South Side?
Mm.
Though it's fairly certain that both were preceded by the third in the Triple Crown, as we're calling it, the julep. And that's why we're all together here with our
drinks. That's where that came from.
And he says you can use any gin in this. And he lists all of the gins that you could use it.
Does he list the one we're going to use? Bombay?
He does not mention Bombay, I don't think. Does he? Nope.
We're such rebels.
Mm-hmm. He says, but whatever gin you use, avoid the hot summer day temptation to drown the drink with club soda, which won't make it more of a thirst quencher, but will just make it bad.
Oh. Bad?
Bad.
All right. How many club sodas does he call for?
He says he calls for 1.5 per drink.
All right.
He says you can stretch it to 2.
Uh-huh.
But he'll hit you if he sees you.
Don't ever say
he's got a temper. He's got a temper on him, I'll tell you. He's like Alec Baldwin. Nicest, you know, all day long.
Remember to check out David Letterman on The Essentials with Alec Baldwin this Saturday after the Kentucky Derby. They're going to be watching The Bad and the Beautiful.
Oh. All right.
If what you're looking for is to drink club soda, then by all means drink club soda.
Hmm.
And then have a cocktail.
Oh.
That's what Dale says.
Ouch.
Dale knows.
He's a bit sarcastic.
Well, you know, he's been around long enough and tolerated enough nonsense.
I guess so.
Isn't he the king of cocktails?
He is the king. And I'm the prime minister of cocktails.
Of course.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Dr. Cocktail, the prime minister.
You were elected by the masses. You didn't just inherit a title.
Exactly. Yeah. I've earned this.
Yeah.
I've had to defend myself in the House of Commons. I've had to filibuster.
Oh, I've seen you filibuster.
Prepare as you would a mojito.
Okay, as you will.
Gently muddle one of the mint sprigs with the lemon juice in the bottom of a mixing glass. Add the gin and the syrup. Now this one gets shaken.
Oh,
you love to shake.
I love to shake.
Oh,
pour over crushed ice in a goblet and stir until the outside of the glass frosts. top it with a splash of soda. So we're going to use these little guys.
All right.
So let's...
We didn't crush any more ice.
That's okay, because this stuff is pretty much crushed like...
Oh, there's some leftover crush. Is that going to look good?
So let's preload our glassware here.
All right.
Because this is all going to come together pretty fast, I think, for a change.
Sure. Well, now that you've got it figured out. Too bad there isn't a fourth one.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do the whiskey smash next.
Exactly. I mean, if there's a fourth one, we're getting so good at this, it's probably done already. Just by default.
Sure.
Gosh,
it's getting harder to get that ice out of there. You
want a spoon?
I have a spoon.
Oh, yeah?
I admire you for sticking with the tongs.
No.
Because I know you've heard about the spoon.
It's like a tong, but better.
Are you doing especially, Jerry Seinfeld, Zach?
Yeah.
It's good, better for soup, I'll tell you that right now.
He admires the Chinese for sticking with the chopsticks. He knows a guy in the field is... seen the shovel.
Yeah. Right?
They never put two and two together.
Yeah.
Trying to plow a field with two sticks. All right. Yeah, no.
Look at that. It was just the right amount of ice, apparently.
It is. It's like it was preordained. It's whoever makes lines.
Yeah.
It's the same guy that fills ice buckets. It's always just the right amount. This is going to be great. I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The south side.
Partly because it's got gin in it.
Yeah, you seem to be a big believer in gin. I have to say, I was went back in my scotch and vodka drinking days.
Right.
Gin was sort of a poor fourth place. But you've turned that around.
I've turned your frown upside down.
That's right. Once I've learned all the magical things you can do with it when you start mixing it with other stuff, it's like, holy crap.
Spend one out.
Yeah.
Don't film this.
No. What are you going to do, drink it?
No, I don't know what
What's in there? That. Oh,
there we
go. Thank you very much. Extra for me.
All right.
Ah, it's tasty.
So, the last of our fresh mint.
Have a
last of the summer wine.
Mm-hmm. You know, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have a lot more mint, so we should do this again.
Yeah, no, this is definitely all summer long. This involves 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lemon juice,
mm-hmm.
which we will double here for our purposes to get us up to the good old ounce and a half, which I squeezed with these digits.
Oh, yeah, those delicate fingers squeezed several lemons. They gave their lives for this podcast.
Yes. And look at this. I'm a championship mint muddler now.
Yeah, look at that. It's like, you're like a surgeon.
I like a sturgeon.
Oh, I'd like a sturgeon. Nice smoked sturgeon with a bagel with some lox.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I can't. Not with this cocktail particularly, yeah. But...
I think the lemon juice would go nicely with a nice sturgeon.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right. Then we're going to do
it. Makes me want to wish I brought some sturgeon back from the Sturgeon King of New York. We were there.
Just fish in the Fraser River.
Well, yeah, technically they don't want you to...
Oh, yeah.
It's a catch and release policy only. It's a different sturgeon, I think.
Yeah.
It's a great big prehistoric monster sturgeon. It's a
25-foot long sturgeon. I just want a couple of slices.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a waste if you had a 25-foot sturgeon.
Yeah.
A couple of slices out of it.
Oh, I know. I like the Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah. I have to pick up a couple. I want to get one or two different gins.
In my ad agency day, during the summer, every Friday would be gin and tonic. And we would use the Tanqueray.
Yeah.
Ah, Tanqueray.
Yep.
Well, why not?
No, I need to expand because I'm sort of heavy on the rums. And vodkas and whiskeys right now.
This is what we've been waiting for, though.
I was afraid that something's going to come loose.
Yeah, I know.
Like my watch?
Yeah, your watch, your
dress, and your head.
Awesome.
Oh, that's going to be frosty.
It is. That we got to frost.
Yeah.
And now we can strain that into our little coupes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll leave room for an ounce and a half of soda.
Only an ounce.
An ounce. Oh, that's right.
For our purposes, which we may not have room for now. Oh, well.
You remember that? I think it was a couple of episodes back, I brought the big 2-liter bottle of club soda. That didn't end well. That's why I switched to these little mini cans of club soda.
The mini can is the best invention for this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because otherwise, why would you drink club soda not to mix it with booze? And so I don't need that much. A little more. Oh, perfect.
See that? Like it was designed for it.
Yeah.
Whoever makes mini cans. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And we'll wind up our minty adventure.
For today.
For today. And these get stirred until it frosts, but I don't think we even have to worry about that in this case because it's been shaken with ice. It's been poured over ice.
It's not that hot.
It's not that hot.
Dave likes his place at a balmy 68 degrees, so.
Normally, I strain my cocktail through on my mitten. But not today.
No.
I like to treat Jason like old Bob Cratchit. Warm his hands over a candle.
One of those. Oh, here, Dave. Yeah, you're behind the microphone. I don't even know if people can hear you back
That's
there.
Right. You might be on the wrong side. And finally, yes, for our triple crown, the Southside cocktail. The only drink we've done today in the proper size glass.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Fred was waved out of the winner. Sorry.
Very abrupt. I guess because I was a second place finisher.
Mmm.
I think I like the mojito better.
I think I like the mojito better, too. I like it.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I certainly, yeah, certainly minty.
I think I don't know if it's just that Bacardi, but the rum certainly, I think, pairs better with the mint.
Mm. Yes, no, the edge of the gin that I normally anticipate on being there is not there. Mm-hmm. If somebody said, what's in this? I'd say, I don't know. I wouldn't guess gin.
Yeah. Now, maybe a different gin, maybe something a little more potent, maybe like a Hendrix or something.
He mentioned Hendrix? Jimi Hendrix.
No, Jimi Hendrix.
Because Bale de Groff loves to rock.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, or a Holland's, you know, the Jennifer ones, right. The more... I mean, this is fine. If somebody said, do you want to have a gin and tonic, or do you want to have this? I would maybe drift towards this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, or it'd add a little tonic instead of the club soda.
Uh-huh.
Mm. That's an idea.
But,
It's perfectly nice. It's very pleasant.
Yeah, no. I mean, the idea to compare them to all of them, though, it almost goes back to the
julep.
To the julep. It tastes simpler.
I think it's simpler, and it may even be simpler than the julep, only because the bourbon's got so many more layers. I think than the gin. Now, maybe it's just the Bombay.
Right. Although the Bombay has all of those.
It does. And look at all the stuff on the side of the bottle there.
Yeah, you barely can see the ingredients.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just that mix.
Hmm.
It's worth trying, though. I mean, it's not bad.
No.
It's only because you've done the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody brought me one of these on a hot day. You know, out on the patio, I'd be tickled pink.
You would.
Yeah.
And then you'd be burned pink because of your pale skin.
Sure. And I always forget to put on sunscreen.
Yep.
I always think, I'm not going to be outside that long. It doesn't matter.
I wonder if does the shaking... No, it wouldn't do that much. I was thinking that the shaking watered it down a little bit. But for what we're talking about, I don't think it was that much.
No. And, you know, and I've gone back to my julep,
mm-hmm.
which is diluted a fair bit by now. But I still like the layers on that. That might be a personal preference. So if you're a big gin fan, then or a bigger gin fan than me, you might think this is just great and the mint julep can go suck lemons.
Because you want to suck lime.
This is right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a gin fan, so I perhaps like the drink more than you guys do.
See? There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave doesn't know what he's talking about.
Exactly. We're auditioning. No, you're right. But don't you... no, you said it already. You're a gin fan, so you prefer that one. Yeah. I guess what I take umbrage with...
Oh, you do.
Is I'm a gin fan, too, but I still prefer the... the mojito. But I do like this. As you say, they're all great drinks. Yeah. All of these are great drinks.
Yeah.
Tonight, I prefer the mojito, but that does not mean that the mint julep and our friend the South Side are not... They're all 95ers.
Yeah.
95% goods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only taking off the 5% for, I don't know, to be a dick.
nobody ever gets 100%.
Right, no. Nobody gets 100%.
You're like one of those old high school teachers. Yeah. Nobody gets 100% in my class.
But based on, without that, you're right. They're all 100% drinks. There's nothing wrong with any of these drinks. These drinks have been around for a million years.
But if you're going to choose one.
For tonight,
yeah,
the way we assembled it, I liked the mojito's limey punch. Oh, I'm lying. I like them all. Yeah. I've just gone back to all of them, and they're all good.
I keep going back to the julep, but I think it's just because of the bourbon. I think maybe if you also had a big, just a big bottle of bourbon here, I'd say that's the one for me.
Yeah.
Never mind the ice. Never mind the meat.
Yeah. That's the danger of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what the final thing should be to mix all three of them together.
That's right. Now maybe I would have liked the whiskey.
Make a punch. Put a big punch bowl.
Yeah.
Here, folks, try this.
Now maybe the whiskey smash would have been, you know, would have been my fave. But I really want to do the julep. And I was really happy with the way that came out. So.
Yes.
But I like the... Jeez, I don't know. I have to say the South Side's probably the third one, and I just can't decide on first.
Wow. Mm. And the more that I have of this... Plus, Dave keeps looking at me. I like the South Side the most now, too.
Yeah, all good drinks. All worth making.
Well, and that's true. And sometimes they need to age a bit. The ice melt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the edge off.
I have no edge.
No edge left. You're all rounded.
I'm all rounded. I'm all Bono and no edge. No, they're all... That's why I'm trying to dig myself out of the hole of trying to choose a best one of these. I mean, it's the essential cocktail is with the book it came out of.
Yes. So to say one of them is not essential.
That's right.
Toss this one out.
Yeah. They're all good. They're all minty, and they will all appeal to just about everybody. In fact, probably the mint julep would be the hardest one for as a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe some people, i.e. your wife, wasn't crazy about... the bourbon flavor in that one.
No, she was not.
Now she thought it was a little strong, and to be honest, we probably could have made it with about twice as much ice.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're not made of ice.
Ice. We kind of are made of ice.
I mean, it's Canada. It's
yeah.
Not, you know.
But and so that might have that might. But still, she probably doesn't like the flavor of bourbon so much.
Maybe has she tried the watered down version?
I haven't. No, I have not given her the watered
down.
I don't think she's going to go for it.
But would it be better than it was.
Sure. The closer it gets to water, the better she'd like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Sure. But yeah, no, they're all really good.
Well, I'm glad
I love
did
them.
That.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them all. I love the mint. Yep. Grow mint in your yard.
Oh.
And what I tell people to do when they're growing mint, put it right in the garden without any boundaries.
Yeah.
Close to valuable plants.
Yeah.
Stuff that you treasure, and then just let it go wild.
Yeah,
you'll never not have mint.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, grow it in a container. I did not.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
No.
It was already there when we bought the house.
Of course.
It's been there a year. And I've got to try and dig it, get it back into, you know. But yeah, it's starting to spread all around the place.
It's like bamboo.
It's like
unwieldy, and it just goes crazy.
Yep, it's got the underground thing, runners or whatever the hell they call it.
Rhizomes.
Mm-hmm. Rhizome.
Yeah.
Excellent. And now you have a quote of your own.
I didn't write it.
No, but we had your quote earlier.
Oh, of course. What did I say?
I don't remember.
We've had too much alcohol. Well, let's move on to a more famous quote.
Okay.
It's a quote about the mint julep. In fact, it's two quotes about the mint julep from the same guy.
Really?
is by Captain Frederick Marryat, who was a British mariner, a member of the British Royal Navy, and a novelist, and a friend of Charles Dickens, by the way.
Oh.
One's day. And this is from his journal. He loved to write about mint juleps. Keep a written record of all his transactions with the drink. And he said, "They say that you may always know the grave of a Virginian as, from the quantity of julep he has drunk, mint invariably springs up where he has been buried." And Fred, I think you use dead Virginians for your mint plant, don't you? They're great fertilizers.
Yeah, right? They do.
Certainly it all adds.
They're very fertile.
And then he said, another quote, he said, "I must descant," I don't know what that means, I must descant a little upon the mint julep, as it is, they have very strange punctuations in these things, as it is, with the thermometer at 100 degrees Fahrenheit, one of the most delightful and insinuating potations that ever was invented, and may be drunk with equal satisfaction when the thermometer is as low as 70 degrees.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's even lower here. Some were enjoying it. So there you go, Captain Frederick Marryat.
Wow. Julep lover.
Julep lover.
And a Brit. Founder of the Marriott Hotel chain.
No, not spelt the same way. Spelt M-A-R-R-Y-A-T.
Oh, different guy.
Pedantic.
No,
pedantic. Loquacious.
Oh, yeah.
Wordsmith.
Yeah.
None more pedantic than he.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Comma.
as is the way of people of that time, be they as they are.
Well, I don't know, gentlemen. I think
that's it.
I think the mint is the winner.
Yeah,
that's what the mint takeaway is.
Don't. It's not the mint of your Wrigley's. This is not Wrigley spearmint gum.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, though?
Oh, yeah. No, let's try that next time. Muddle some spearmint gum in the bottom of your... or juicy fruit. Mm.
And it's nice that it's just coming up in the gardens all over North America, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The further north you are, maybe the more you're waiting for it at this time of year. Mm-hmm. But everybody else has mint.
Yeah.
That's right. And so it's fresh.
It's fresh.
Oh, yeah. Don't have to buy it unless you're, in the city.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Get your city mint.
Sure.
But if you were to go into a bar, of course, they would have to get the mint and they would have to muddle. It's a lot of work.
And
you got a reward.
Not every place has got it.
Well, not every place has got it, but I'm sure some people would.
The places that do. The best places would have it right now because it's seasonal.
Yeah.
They're going to do the hard work. They've harvested.
Mm-hmm.
They've brought it in. They've stored it.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken a muddler.
Oh.
They've crushed it, bruised it.
The work involved.
Ugh. And then covered it with syrup.
Mm-hmm. And rushed it up to you for your enjoyment.
So the least that you could do...
You got to reward them.
...is to show this person that you are a gentleman of elegant leisure. Oh, we didn't even mention any of the stuff. We're about to wrap the thing up. Go to gentlemanofelegantleisure.com for these recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Go to our Instagram page, mm-hmm. Cocktail Podcast.
Yeah, do that.
And then go out, order a minty fresh drink.
Yeah.
When the person brings it to you.
I'm not going to play it. I see where you're going with this.
The punchline's worth it.
The punchline is worth it. Reach into your pocket
uh-huh.
and
tip big.